let's throw it out here first. Disappointments of the season, and not again, you know, not the, you know, I don't think the dumpster fire known as our favorite team, the Cleveland Indians, would qualify, because you know, I think Helen Keller saw a season like this coming. But as far as a team, you know, that really had, actually, and here's the funny thing, and I know Ken's laughing, for as much as I could call the basher, I think I said like 73 wins, and people were piling on me. The funny thing is, you can never be a big enough basher about this team. I always pick a number that's a little lower than everybody else, and it's still higher than they come in. It's funny how that works out. But as far as teams that actually had, you know, expectations, imagine that. I'm going to say the Cardinals. They were my preseason pick to win the World Series. I don't think anybody even saw it coming with Garcia, with the kind of pitching, number three in that rotation. What the hell happened there? You know, as far as just talk about how they roll over and quit when Cincinnati got a lead, I think that's what happened. I think because Cincinnati should not have been regarded as a juggernaut by anybody in that clubhouse. Tim and I were talking about this off air. Cincinnati's like a year or two ahead of schedule as far as how good they really are. St. Louis trading Ryan Ludwig and everything in a line, when that lineup, you know, needed all the help it could get. I'm going to say St. Louis. Ken, who did you think was the big disappointment for the year?
St. Louis is a good call. For me, because I'm a Mike Scioscia fan, mm-hmm. is the Angels.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they would be at least competitive in that division, and nothing came of it.
To what extent is that ownership? Because you look at the, I mean, they let Vlad walk away and everything. They didn't seem as committed. It seemed they didn't seem to want to keep that core together badly enough.
Well, and Sean Figgins
yeah.
too.
Figgins, yeah.
Left, and then of course they had that untimely death of the young pitcher that they had.
Yeah, Aiden Hart.
Aiden Hart, thank you. Yeah, I just, and then Morales got hurt.
Yeah, yeah, but first. They didn't replace him, though.
And they didn't
get
him.
Active in the trade
no,
market.
They just kind of stayed there. In fact, this could go for both LA teams. I don't want to.
Well,
steal
he stole my thunder because that, okay, that was going to be mine.
Good segue.
Great segue. Dodgers. I mean, you got good pitching. You got you know, some good young hitters. The aforementioned James Loney, you know, and Kemp and Ethier, and you expect to get something out of Manram, but you know, Manram decided that he had enough of LA. You know, yeah. And he kind of just packed it in again.
That's shocking.
Operation Shutdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was and for a team that again had Kershaw on the roster here, you know, and he had a pretty good year, but it just wasn't enough. Billingsley's never really taken the next step forward. He will, I think, but he hasn't.
Agreed. And I was thinking the same thing about, you know, going back to the Cardinals. You know, it's like, you know, Wainwright had a good year.
Yeah.
And so did Carpenter.
Right.
Got me a title in my non-league.
And you got Garcia emerging. How did they not? Pujols had a Pujols year.
Yeah. Holiday was great.
Yeah. But I think too many injuries, you know, around the infield.
Okay.
And, you know, you got Pujols and Holiday and who else, really?
Well, they had Ludwig.
Well,
they didn't want him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that about? St. Louis needs a hitter. We'll give him one. You know.
Yeah.
I've never been a big Ludwig fan, and that's not the kind of hitter you need in that lineup. Also,
okay.
I mean, he's not a two-hole hitter.
True. But my point is, should they be trading way bats?
Agreed.
Yeah. No.
Agreed. But I don't think that was the difference between winning and losing for St.
Okay.
Louis.
No, that's fair enough.
Well, and the way they lost too, Cardinals. They lost to the Pirates. They lost to the Astros. They lost to all these teams.
Yeah.
That all the quote experts said, okay, these are wins. These are wins.
Yeah.
We have the easiest schedule. Here you go.
Yeah.
Never happened.
That was really something, the way that went down. As far as, you know, biggest pleasant surprise of the season, there's a couple teams to look at here. The way that San Diego stayed in it to the very end, which really kind of boggles my mind. The way that Texas, I'll be honest with you, I pushed out on, they were my pick before Washington did the, you know, and then when he got suspended, I was like, okay, I think I went back to the Angels or somebody, but, you know.
Back to safety.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, what they did, but I'll tell you what, the Giants, Tim, you and I talked about it off air. Sabian's got to get executive of the year. Bochy's got to get manager of the year. What they did, the reclamation project, we were joking about it last week with Greg Vaughn, his buddy Aubrey Huff. Aubrey is good Aubrey this year. But beyond that, just everybody in that lineup, Pat Burrell, when he looked like he was done, Cody Ross, I mean, he's basically been about what you would have expected, you know, but Jose Guillen and everything. And like we said last week, they did it all with Pablo Sandoval going in the tank. How could this team have done anything? And Lincecum. Lincecum was not Tim Lincecum this year. This team won the West.
Yeah, and you know, thank goodness for them that he was Tim Lincecum in September.
Yeah.
And hopefully for them, he's Tim Lincecum in October, because that August was awful. You know, people were talking about, well, is Tim Lincecum done? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about? But, you know, and again, that's the other thing we're talking about off air is you know, you build this team with pitching to get through the postseason, and you hope the lineup gives you enough during the regular season, because then when you get to the postseason, it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
It's a completely different ball game. You throw Lincecum, Kane, and the way Sanchez is pitching out right there, I'm going to take those guys over just about anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe short of the Phillies, but three deep, you know, I don't know that anyone goes three deep as well as those three.
Here's the beauty, though. They can go four deep. They don't have to do three. Philly's got to bring him back on shorter rest.
Agreed.
So that's
agreed.
A nice spot to be in. Right. Yeah, Lincecum, I was starting to think he was, you know, making his trips to Berkeley during the season and not just saving it for the offseason. You know, that's – but San Fran's my pleasant surprise. Are you in agreement on that one, Tim, or you got a bigger one elsewhere?
I'm going to have to say Cincinnati. There's no way that I pick them to win that division. I mean, I'm happy that, you know, Texas, you know, brought in a new regime in the AL West, but Cincinnati, I didn't see Cincinnati coming at all. I mean, I you know, St. Louis was most people's pick to win that division,
right.
But you know, I would have said that Milwaukee had a better chance than they did to emerge. But Cincinnati, you know, it's like you said, it's a year or two early.
Yeah.
But good for them. I don't think they have a snowball's chance in that series. But good for them for making the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was tremendous what they did there. What would you call the biggest pleasant surprise of the season, Ken?
Well, Cincinnati and also, you know, Toronto would be my 1A.
Best fourth place team of all time.
But I'm gonna go another California team and give you the Padres, who took it right up in San Francisco to the very last day of the season. And they don't have a Lincecum, and they don't have a Kane. Mm-hmm. So, to me, that was a shock. I thought they were going to be a rebuilding team.
Yeah.
So, a lot of good stories out there.
Yeah. You know, well, they may not have a Lincecum, but you can say opposing batters were lactose intolerant for much of the year.
Yeah, but their batting lineup was non-existent.
Oh,
well, and talk about, you know, you talked about Ludwig on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, they were a team that acquired Ludwig. They acquired Tejada.
Right.
They did make moves, you know, that they needed to make. And you know, good for them. And it was too bad that, you know, that they couldn't continue it and that they collapsed. I mean, to survive that 10-game losing streak in the middle of September and almost make the playoffs, I mean, that's crazy.
As far as when Ludwig went there, or not so much Ludwig, but I'm going to say when Tejada went there. It was almost kind of like, I believe it was it last year or the year before when San Francisco acquired Ryan Garko, and that was a major upgrade.
Oh, God,
like,
yes.
You know you're in trouble when you acquire certain guys, and they're going, upgrade. Yeah, that was the spot San Diego was in. Boy, they, you know, just really were making it happen in a, you know, just with very little, with just a ball of twine here, basically. But so that's a little bit of a look back at the season.